So very good afternoon to all, brothers and sisters in the temple. Today is the 6th of October, 2019. So we are having our 15-year anniversary gathering of Kayamita Kam birthday celebration. For the information of most people, the actual birthday is 31st, but every year we need to accord with certain conditions, so our date keep on shifting. So otherwise you will be confused. Brother Teo got so many birthdays. Certain year we do it on the middle of October, certain year end, certain year beginning. But this is to allow condition to be met. Because earlier on when we hold it at somewhere towards the end, it clashes with most of the rains retreat, Katina. Then certain year we do it in the middle, some also clash cannot come. So this one, this year we do earlier, I think more people can come, but we have one table less, no problem, because maybe people are traveling or what, they have their reason, so no problem. So this annual gathering of Kayamita is very meaningful, like I say. It's not so much of my birthday, it's an occasion for joy, for fellowship. Once a year, all the Kanyamita of different classes, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, and all the house dana, including all the various weekend or Friday Dharma talk that I hold at various places, then our spiritual trip, all our activity throughout the year, we get to update for you. And all these updates are very useful. Then, since it's a gathering of Kayamita, so this is priority. So I told them if it can be an occasion for joy, for fellowship, so that all Kayamita can meet each other, interact, exchange understanding, update the Dhamma cultivation or spiritual path. So all these are very meaningful. Then through the speeches and the sharing, it can give you faith, motivate you. And maybe some, like Mei Xiang say, who are more senior, they can guide you along, counsel you, inspire you, and give you all the confidence through what they have realized and through what they have developed by changing their life. All this Dhamma that you understand through cultivation will have a great impact on your life. They will transform you for the better. You not only become a more kind-hearted, caring, loving person, you also become more wise, more intelligent. Then through the Dhamma, you understand life better. Then you know how to live life. And this can transform your life. Character-wise, personality-wise, and understanding-wise. Then when you understand life, you know how to live life, you will live the good life, the noble life, and your life will change for the better. You will become very different, very beautiful. So this is the introduction. Then now is the expression of thanks. I also make use of this annual gathering of Kayamita to thank all Kayamita, our special guests and all those things who has in one way or other helped us in achieving all the activity and all the wholesomeness that we managed to have. One of them is, like I introduced just now, Brother Lawa and wife. They are instrumental for our website, brotherteo.com. Later I will go through with you on the website so that you understand the website in a clearer manner, then your faith will be enhanced. This understanding of the website is very important. You go in and read. I have it printed here. So certain important passage I will read to you. And you will develop the clear understanding of the purpose of this website, what this website is all about, and how it can help you. Then as Kayamita, what are your attributes? Then why we set up this particular Kayamita grouping. then also why we have all the various classes, the sharing, and how the condition come about. Then I put in also the Avijja Sutta, the Sutta on ignorance, so that you understand how to develop wisdom, understanding, awakening. Then we also explain to you the Kalyanamitta Fund, the purpose, why we set it up to. Then the three conditions that I introduced before I came out to share. And one other personality for new Kalyanamitta you should know is Yun Chan. Eh? Where is Yun Chan? Can you stand up? Yun Chan? Where is Yun Chan? Ah, she was the one. Eh? You want to thank her. She was the one that came and see me in the year 2004 and invited me to come out to share. I rejected her three times. But after that, my nature told me something. I said, okay, if that is the case, out of love and compassion, I introduced three conditions, then I agreed to come up. They are all stated in the website. Yeah? Okay. So with this, maybe the lunch is still not ready to be served. Simon, lunch? 可以的吗? Another 5 minutes. Ah, no problem. So be patient. Kanti parami. So patience is good parami. So now you train your mind. Yeah? Hungry also? Don't feel hungry. But you have Dhamma. This one will make you full. So now I will introduce the website. Brother Tim, welcome website. If you turn on to the brotherteo.com, it will come out this one. You just have to key in brotherteo.com. Yeah? Up there, brotteoh.com. Then this main page will come out. Then you click on menu, this whole thing will come out. Okay? Then you go to this about page. About us. The home page afterwards we will show you is all our latest talk, all our updating. Maybe you show the home page first. Ready? Yeah. Okay. Moving up. So these are the posting. So the latest posting is my 22nd September 2019 Sunday talk. Then you look here, screen go up some more. So this one, since the year we started, some more up. Okay. Here, February 2017, that was the date we actually got ready the website. But we launched it on the 1st of March. And you will never believe what we did. After Brother Lau explained to us on the website thing, then I didn't know I got to write so many things. He said, Brother, you got to write a simple write-out about what your website is. So I got nothing to write, as usual. Then later on, I reflected how I did all these things. That's why I just follow what I did and I write, and this whole thing came out. So every month, whatever talk, audio or activity we do, you click on here, you will see them. Okay? Then you want to know the launching, you go to March 2017. There is a launching day. There is a beautiful write-up on that launching day and how all these things happen. It's like meant to be. And to do up a website, we did less than 1 month. Ingbi, remember Ingbi was the one. Where is Ingbi? Where are you? Stand up. She was the one that told me. I also didn't realize. Pretty we did it in less than 1 month. And the whole thing just came out and fit in so beautifully. And I think Brother Lau also were very surprised at the amount of things that we put in. And never believed that over the years we have done so much. And this one, the timing is very good. Because without this website, a lot of this teaching cannot be shared. So all this has been properly built up, and we would like to take this opportunity to thank everybody, all the Kayamita, the committee member, and all those who are responsible for giving us this condition. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. This one needs contribution from everybody. And the main key people, you know, Brother Teo from Asuri, Sui An, together with Mi Fong, and of course Brother Lao, Chin Hao, and also many people who help them. Then during the retreat also, the recording, the transcript of the short note, everything. Then you have them all shared here. Now with all the link, you come to here, you want to know September, you will have them. Then the next one coming is October. Then every month, the archive, you go back, you can see them. Okay? Then we go back to about. So, this about is the write-up that I wrote about this website. As I read, Brother Teo was move it up. Okay. About us, Brother Teo's Kayamita. Brother Teo's Kayamita was established by me in the year 2004 when Brother Teo officially accepted Sister Yun Chan's request for him to come out to share this rather special and unique Dhamma understanding with the world with three simple conditions as follows. First condition, call it a sincere Dhamma sharing or discussion and not a one-way traffic talk so that there is genuine learning and sharing with no authority involved. Second condition is no right and no wrong so as to avoid unnecessary argument and misunderstanding via mutual respect for each other's cultivation during the Dhamma discussion or sharing session. And third condition is most important, to have an open mind. Don't allow your views, opinion and conditioning to bind you, to trap you so that you resist listening. When you have too much knowledge, views, opinion and conditioning, you cannot understand. You will have doubt. Then you are resisting truth. So this one I put here, third condition, to have an open mind to listen attentively first. If it's not in accordance, then forget about it. And only take in or make use of whatever that is useful and beneficial to progress along the path of Dhamma. You understand? Whatever that is useful, make use of it. Otherwise, have an open mind, let things be. Then you are being protected from coming offense. You will not get into trouble where you respect people for what they are. Maybe this type of sharing is beyond you. You cannot understand at the moment. So have an open mind. So never be too eager to express your views, opinion, and jump to conclusion and comment and create negativity or speeches. No point. Okay? Then after that, Brother Teo's Kayamita is an informal grouping. It's not a formal grouping, it's an informal grouping of Kayamita. Kayamita means Dhamma friends, spiritual friends, and noble friends who share the same noble vision of walking the path of Dhamma sincerely with great faith to realize the highest human potential or ideal. We are understanding the noble teaching of Sakyamuni Buddha, which is basically wisdom, love and virtue, so that they can be a blessing to all of humanity and the world. So this is a very noble establishment. Such understanding can be of great benefit for us to develop the understanding of life, so that we, the Kayamita, can have the ability to cope with the great intricacy and challenges of life that are much needed nowadays, especially so in our today's modern society, where everything is moving at such a fast pace, and life can be rather stressful, hectic, demanding, and at times highly competitive, provocative, and seemingly harsh. Human sufferings are very real and it is happening almost everywhere, even to our younger generation, the youngsters nowadays. Over the past decade. Now it's already 1.5 decades, 15 years of sharing since 2004. We have developed a lot of rather beautiful and very effective Dhamma sharing and spiritual activity. We Kayamita have managed to successfully develop a great wealth of Dhamma information and resources, means a repository of very penetrative and insightful Dhamma material that can be a source of great help and blessing to all those who wants to develop a clear understanding of the noble teaching of Sakyamuni Buddha. It is Vedatya's sincere intention that this great wealth of Dhamma information and resources can be made available to a wider audience and also to all Kayamitas and those who have the affinity and interest to receive them. This is the main intent of us establishing this Bradatio Kayamita website with the domain name bradatio.com. So you understand what our website is all about. The noble intent behind. Okay? You want to rejoice? You can. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then after that, biodata, no need. You already know. If you still don't know, new, you have read. Then we go to number three, objective of this website. This is most important. Point number three, the objective or vision of our website. We have this vision or objective to establish this website for easy access to all the wealth of rather important Dhamma information and resources that we have developed since 2004, so that it can be made available free of charge to all Kayamitas and those who have the affinity and condition to receive them, which means also to a wider audience. Then it is also hoped that this wealth of Dhamma information and material can be a source of very penetrative and rather insightful Dhamma guideline needed for cultivators, spiritual practitioners and Dhamma friends to develop the clear understanding and cultivation of the Buddha Dhamma to realize the noble teaching. 3.3 is to build up a very strong Kayamita grouping that has the Dhamma. The key word is that has the Dhamma, so that they can be an effective spiritual force of great virtue and wisdom, which you all should have, so that you all can be a blessing to all of humanity. And the fourth noble vision is to implement the above beautiful vision so that it can become a living reality, so that each and every of us, Kayamita, can become a truly transformed Buddhist. A Buddhist that has the Dhamma understanding and unshakable faith in the Tripitaka, Buddha Dhamma Sangha, to walk the path of Dhamma with great sincerity, faith and diligence. Then lastly is to have more noble friends among our Kayamita that can give guidance and be a blessing to all. Noble friends means Arya, enlightened Dhamma friends. That's why that is the ultimate aspiration. Then overview of Bradatya's Kayamita. So as Kayamita, you must understand why this was established, the original intent, and the concept of Kayamitashi. Kayamita means Dhamma friends or spiritual friend or noble friends who walk the path of Dhamma with great sincerity and faith to realize the noble teaching of Sakyamuni Buddha. This Dhamma friendship is very unique. It is based on sincerity, love and compassion. And our Kayamita is very supportive of each other, and they are there to counsel, motivate, guide and encourage each other to walk the path of Dhamma diligently. So the food is served, you can have your food, don't worry. There are basically two types of Dhamma friends. This one you must understand. Dhamma friends that have realized the Dhamma, that's why they are called noble friends or enlightened Kayamitas. The second type is Dhamma friends who are still on the path of cultivation to realize this noble teaching. Both types are the Dhamma practitioner or cultivator of the Dhamma. Cultivator means you are on the different stages of cultivation. Some of them can be new, some can be already quite experienced, and some may have already realized the Dhamma. Nevertheless, they are all Dhamma friends or Kayanamitas. The Buddha's way of introducing this concept of Kayanamitaship is very unique. The Buddha said, listen to this, noble friends of Kayanamitaship is the entire 100% of the holy life, and he himself is the noble friend par excellence. Hence, he told Venerable Ananda, it is owning to my being a par excellent noble friend to them, that living beings subject to birth and death are free from birth. That's how important that noble friend's ideology or idea is all about. His mission is to share this noble teaching, which is the essence of his teaching, with all living beings that can understand and receive them. The main purpose is to do away with all the division that has happened within the Buddhist community. When the focus is not there, then we will debate. The purpose and intent of this concept of Kayanamitaship is to allow us to bring everybody, all Buddhists together, back to a common platform, so that all Buddhists, not only just those from Subhangjaya, SJBA members, including all the other Buddhist groupings and various Buddhist groups, which at the moment, if I'm not wrong, they all have their own respective vision, mission and activity. And all these are very important and very good, nothing wrong. The only thing I see lacking is the integration part. We have to integrate them into a big and great family, which the Buddha called Kayanamitaship or Dhamma family. We can then temporarily do away with all the religious and society symbol. Then as Kayanamita, we don't have to call ourselves from SJBA, Brakefield, Mahavihara, Nalanda or Sento, Sri Lanka Buddhist Temple or whatever. All this, if we are not careful, can lead to unnecessary division and misunderstanding. Since Relatives Kayanamita is just an informal grouping of Kayanamita, hence any Buddhist or free thinker who share our vision can register on this website and join us in all our activity. There is no need for membership fees. All our activity are funded by volunteers and our own Kayanamita fund. So when it comes to this, I must not forget, Sri An told me, Mr. Our spiritual trip organizer and one, they have so kindly donated 1,000 ringgit for our this annual gathering of Kayanamita Kampet Day occasion. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. He is very kind, very sincere and very generous. That's why every year I think he do it. And that is wholesome, good for him and the family. Then Avijja Sutta, no need to go through. You go and read through yourself. Well, this one we have shared many times. By now you should be very familiar. Then go to page 6, 4.3. Brother's Kayanamita core attribute and value. Now I will tell you again, what are your core attribute and values. When you know this, you will become a very different Kayanamita. You will be very proud of what you are capable of. Never mind, go ahead with your lunch. I will have mine. So I finish this part. This part is very important. The first attribute is to heed the advice of the Buddha to develop a clear understanding of the below words of wisdom spoken by him. Word of wisdom by the Buddha extracted from his Dhammapada verse. So Dhammapada verse 183, on avoiding all evil, good, and purify your mind. We are having right view with regards to the law of karma and the understanding that we are all upon our karma, and to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma, And we are all because what we are, because of our karma. So we have Dhammapada verse 1 and 2, verse 183, verse 21, 22, and 23. Then the final advice of the Buddha, which is apamadena sampadena, strive on with heedfulness. Then the second attribute is to have Dhamma friends or noble friends to walk the path of Dhamma with great sincerity, faith and perseverance to realize the noble teachings of the Buddha, leading to personal transformation, character-wise, personality-wise, and wisdom-wise. The third attribute is to strive on with heedfulness with great determination to be ever mindful and constantly meditative, to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path as taught by the Buddha. So this attribute is very important. Number four, to be ever mindful to keep the precept, just like Mei Xiang, remember the two important things as advised by the Buddha diligently. Then the fifth attribute is to develop unshakable faith in the Buddha Dhamma and the Sangha via avoiding the foolish and the heedless and constantly associate only with the wise and virtuous. Then finally, to cultivate diligently the understanding of the following essential Dhamma. What constitutes evil, the three evil roots, the five daily contemplation, the five spiritual faculty, and the five mental hindrance, the three right view with regards to Kama Niyama, Chitta Niyama, and Dhamma Niyama, the four noble truths, the 12 link, Paticca Samuppada, the four right effort, and what constitutes right speech, right action, and right thought, and including right living. Then the four foundation of mindfulness, the seven factors of enlightenment. Then next topic is Kayamita Fund, and this one is very important. The setting up of the Tuesday class and Thursday class Kayamita Fund was first promoted by Brother Teo in the year 2005, with the sole purpose of helping all Kayamita to have their special condition to progress along the path of Dhamma. This fund are unique because only this Kayamita fund can donate towards the following wholesome activity or wholesomeness done by us. Donate towards the cost of producing all Dhamma publication material and Dhamma notes needed for our class and for our classes and sharing, and also for free distribution to Kayamitas and others. Cost of all stationery, including whiteboard, writing material, cleaning material, recording set, recorder, and microphone, etc. that are needed for us to conduct our Dhamma classes and share. Now we even bought a video camera recently. The video camera, before we can even inform the Kayamita about the cost and who wants to contribute 50 ringgit each. I think within less than 1 hour, all taken up. Luckily, Sri imagine how deep the writing towards the end. Put in one slot for Kayamitas. All Kayamita also get to donate. Means you use Kayamita fund to donate. Then donate towards the following wholesome causes as suggested by Brother Teo and his Kayamita committee members. Spiritual trips, common fun, to partake in all the wholesome activities performed while on such trip. So you may not be able to join our annual spiritual trip, but you don't worry, you get to rejoice and reap the merits too, because Kayamita fund will always donate to the common pool. And all these spiritual trip you have not joined us, you should try. Every one of it is so meaningful, memorable, and so beautiful, meant to be. Many things happen. Then the second one is, we donate to meditation retreat, common fund, to partake in all the wholesomeness accrued. Also to the way place that we have affinity with, like SJBA, Sumeru, and Mangala Lodge, Kampa, the Cameron Highland, our annual retreat, Sampo Temple, and others. Ananda Giri Hermitage and SJBA Education Fund and Building Fund, then we to partake in their annual wholesomeness done by them, their annual Katina offering to places all over the world, and printing of appropriate Dhamma book for free distribution. Then we also donate to Cixi organization, Cameron Highland, Sampo and Tripujan Temple, and their Stupa Foundation. Cost of printing and publication of all Dhamma books and the transcript notes produced by Brenda Teo. Then miscellaneous donation deemed appropriate by me and the committee member. The above Kayamita funds wholesomeness, together with all the other wholesomeness that arise, we are joining any of our weekly or other Dhamma and spiritual activity, can bring forth great causes and conditions for all Kayamita to have the special merits and blessing to walk the path of Dhamma much more successfully than it is. Then the others are not important. The others are our activity. You can read them. Then finally, how to contact us. Then all the repository of Dhamma material. This page has not been updated. So I may need to go in and update it, because by now we have a lot of publication, not only 60. Then we have a lot of video file too. So all this will be updated. So with this, I would like to thank all Kayamita who have helped out in one way or another for making this possible. So this website will help you, give you the guidance. So after that, I will ask Brother Tune to just play the video, and you continue with your lunch. Then we can have our proper meal. And after that, I pass the mic back to our MC. So this video, every year we will have one. This video is about our last year's activity. I will go through it afterwards, later if I have the time. Because these are all the beautiful activity that we have done. And Padmasri and Brantium did this, and we should thank them. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. They express their gratitude on your behalf, thank everything. And all the slides that they have added give rise to condition for a lot of people who went for the trip to recall what happened. Like PG commented, it reminds her of what happened there. It's like she is there. All this. You will feel the joy if you are there. Because this year's trip, like every other year, is very unique, very special. Okay, Miss, come back to you.
Thank you, Brian.